Pop Paragon, America's ace of the airwaves.
The Explorer calls control tower. The Explorer calls control tower. Standing by.
Yes, it's America's ace of the airwaves, coming in for another transcribed episode in the adventures of Pop Harrigan. Say, gang, did you know that way back, before even one plane had been built, people were dreaming of flying through the skies? Hundreds of years ago, the great scientists of the world predicted that someday men would fly in machines like birds. Well, of course, everyone laughed at them and said they were crazy. But as time went on, the possibility of flying became more and more accepted generally. Still, even after the Wright brothers made their historic flight in 1903, there were many who said it was just a fad which would die out within a few years. But boys and girls, you and I know they were all right. Flying has grown up now, and they keep on growing. Every day, there's news of a new plane or a new gadget to make flying better and safer. And up on top, as the biggest pusher for aircraft development, is your country's Army Air Forces. A good example of that is the Northrop Flying Wing, the giant jet-driven bomber built for the Army Air Forces. For years, designers and manufacturers have been working on flying wings, and now they're just beginning to come out of the experimental stage. You may know that a flying wing can carry more load for its weight than a regular type ship with a fuselage. That's because the wings do all the lifting, the body's just dead weight. So if the whole ship is a wing, it all helps in the lifting power. And the Northrop wing, with 8 jet pusher engines, is one of the latest models. Big and powerful is this new bat bomber. And it really looks like a monster bat. I'll tell you all about the flying wing in just a few minutes. So don't forget to listen. And now for our story. It is late afternoon. Only 3 hours since La Pantera's escape with Gail Nolan as her prisoner, the time has hung heavily for Hop and Tank, the hours stretching endlessly. The last call from the state police reported the discovery of La Pantera's car, abandoned on a small country road some 15 miles north of the airport, but there had been no further word. In a frantic effort to learn her ultimate destination, Hop has tried to locate La Pantera's plane, and now, after several fruitless phone calls, he hangs up and turns to Major McCall, despairingly.
That's no use, sir. A plane isn't at the New City Field or anywhere within an area of 300 miles.
Did you call all the private fields?
Yeah, 6 private fields and a small landing strip west of Greenville. The Cessna isn't at any one of them.
He must have landed somewhere, Hop.
Nowhere near here.
What about an open field? The country's pretty flat up that way. She might have sat down on a plowed-over corn lot.
If she did, how could we possibly trace her?
Well, a plane doesn't land on a farmer's corn lot every day. Somebody may have seen her and reported it to the police.
That's an idea. I'll call Inspector Wilson. He should know.
All right, if I come in now, Hop.
Of course, Tank.
Wasn't sure. I'm sorry, Tank. I didn't mean to blow up after this. Just that I was pretty tempted.
Sure, I know how you feel. Any news yet?
Well, I found the car. It was abandoned on a side road. But no sign of jail or La Pantera.
Gosh, I wish there was something we could do instead of just sitting around. Like I was telling Chris.
By the way, where is Chris?
I left him in the hangar. He's sitting at the controls of the beach craft, having a swell time for himself. Make him believe he's a hot shot flyboy.
And keep your fingers crossed. This may be good news. Hello. Oh, just a minute. See you at the state police, I think.
Good. Hello, McCarthy. Oh, where?
Something's up. Quiet.
I see. All right, we'll get right down there. And can you have a couple of your men meet us at the station?
What station, please?
Good. Thanks a lot, Sergeant. And listen, I suggest you wait there so we can get in touch with you easily. Right, goodbye.
Walter?
They trailed La Pantera and Ramon to the railroad station at Mason's Corners, about 2 miles from where they left the car. And a man answering Ramon's description bought 3 tickets to Lakeville.
Lakeville? You mean they're coming back here?
Looks that way.
Well, that's impossible. So why should they do that?
Well, they may be doubling back, trying to throw us off the trail. In any case, the train is due in Lakeville in 10 minutes. We've got to be at the station to meet it.
Then let's get rolling. We ain't got much time.
I suggest you leave Chris here. He's had enough excitement for one day.
Oh, you're right. Frank, take him over to the house. Tell him to stay with Aunt Agatha until we get back.
He ain't going to like being left behind.
I'll talk him into it somehow. I'll get the Jeep out and meet you in front of the house. Step on.
Galvanized in sudden action, Hot Frank and Major McCall rush out of the airport office. And 5 minutes later, after Chris is sent over to Aunt Agatha, not without protest, they race down the highway to Lakeville. They arrive at the station just as the train pulls in, and piling out of the Jeep, run down the platform.
There are the two troopers in front of the station.
Yes, I see them.
How do we work this?
I'll wait out on the platform with the troopers in case they get off. Hop, you and Tank will see the train.
Right, sir. Come on, Tank. Here's the first post.
Taking the car steps through the time, Hop and Tank climb aboard the train and begin an intense search. Scanning the faces of all the passengers closely, they whip their way through each car and finally reach the last vestibule with no result.
They ain't aboard, Hot. They must have got off.
Oh, maybe the major's got them.
Oh, Tank!
Hey, there you are. Come on.
Did you find them, boys?
I know, sir. Didn't they get off?
Not a sign of them.
Oh, my gosh. We missed.
Impossible. We saw everyone who got off. One of the troopers even covered the other side of the train.
I don't understand.
Excuse me, sir, but I can't hold this train up no longer. You fellows all through?
Yes, thanks, conductor. No, just one thing. Tell me, did you see three people get on at Mason's Corners with tickets to Lakeville?
A man and two women.
No, can't say I did.
Well, did this train stop anywhere between here and Mason's Corners?
No, came right through.
And they never got on.
Yeah, looks like she's tricked us again. Come on, we're going back to Mason's Corners.
Right around that bend, Pop.
Yeah, I know.
Look here, I'm going to see if you can wait for me there.
Think we'll find anything here, sir?
Well, it's the last place left in there with the team. The only spot we can pick up a trail again.
There is the station.
Pull up next to the police car.
Right. There's the sergeant coming out of the ticket office. Okay, pile up.
Hello, Major. Did you get them?
No. They weren't on the train.
What? Yeah, that dame pulled another fast one on us. He's slippery as goose grease.
Are you sure they were here, Sergeant?
Positive, Mr. Harrigan. The station master swears the man called them on board tickets to Lakeville from him.
I looked right at that with him.
Right, sir. This way. He's in his office.
Oh, gosh, Hart, looks like we ain't never going to find him. We've got you, fella. He ain't doing such a hot job so far. Look at all the time we're losing.
Here we are, sir. This is the station master.
Yeah? What now?
I'd like to ask you a few questions about those people who bought tickets to Lakeville.
Questions, none of that blessed questions, and people crowding up my office. I expect you to get in the work, guys. Huh?
I'm sorry, but this is important. Now tell me, the man who bought the three tickets to Lakeville, what did he look like?
Well, slick sort of fellow, kind of big, black hair, face is kind of dark. Guess he was your Spanish or Italian, something like that.
That description check out?
Perfect, sir. What's your mind?
When did he take it back?
Couple of minutes before 3:18 pulled in.
Was that the train to Lakeville?
Oh, no, no. That was the New City local. Lakeville train pulled in at 3:20. I'm telling you, sir, too.
Did you say the man got aboard the train?
Nope. Wasn't paying no attention, matter of fact. Had to chip off some baggage.
Don't be Johnny.
Oh,
Pop, look, on the desk here.
What?
The bracelet. That Dale bracelet. I'd know it any place.
Hank, are you sure?
Yes, sir. My name is on it. Yeah, yeah, put that down, you see. Belongs in the lost and found jar.
Where'd you get this?
Found it, of course. It was laying in the cinders right next to the platform. Just happened to see it.
When?
Oh, don't recollect exactly. Oh, wait a minute. You said, Dooner, was right after the 318 pulled out.
The 318? That was in New City Road.
Holy cow, and they did go north.
When does that train get to New City?
8:32, which is on time, which you will.
It's now 5:15.
Sergeant, check, sir. I'll contact New City Police right away.
Hey, we got more than 3 hours. Hopper could fly up on the beach and get there before the train pulls in.
Go ahead, there we go, Major.
Right. Thanks a lot, sir. You've helped us immensely.
No more questions now?
No more questions.
Well, that's your relief. Now maybe I can get back to work at the railroad.
Come on, sir.
Are you sure you can reach New City in time, Hop?
Oh, yes, sir. It's only 200 miles. We can do it in an hour.
Yeah, but we still can't wait no time.
Yeah, pilot.
Thanks, Heaven, Gerald kept her head and dropped that broken. If she hadn't, we'd have been out on a limb.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Airport first, then New City.
Encouraged by this fresh lead and their hopes of finding Gale revived again, Pop Tank and Major McCall roar down the narrow country road, heading back to Lakeville. Will they finally catch up to La Pantera? Or has the wily and clever senior spy still another trick up his sleeve? We'll wait a moment, gang, so stand by. Now let's take a little time to go over the Army's new flying wing bomber, the Northrop YB-49. This boomerang-shaped ship will be put through its test paces very soon, but at the moment its speed and armament are top secret, and so are most of the performance details. We do know, however, that the 8 jet engines have an output of 32,000 horsepower under the best conditions. The engines are buried right in the wing to give a smooth outline. From end to end, the wing measures 172 feet, and at the center is 7 feet thick. All the control thrusters are on the trailing edges of the wing, with the rudder assembly and the flap at the very tip of it. There are also spots in the wing tips, which help control the bomber at slow speed. The YB-49 can carry up to 15 crewmen, but actually only 7 are needed at one time. The other 6 crew members can rest when they're off duty, too. The 6 center wing allows for comfortable quarters for all 13 of them. As for the purpose of the jet flying wing, it can be used as a transport or a cargo plane, as well as for heavy bombing. And by getting rid of the tail surfaces and the fuselage, and putting everything in the wing itself, Northrop has made the flying bat the most efficient jet craft in the world. And remember, on any wartime mission, efficiency may be the difference between a safe return and a missing bomber. The gang will keep our eyes open for news of the YB-49, and when word comes from the testing ground, we'll get it to you fast. There's great cooperation between the Army Air Forces and the aircraft industry, and with such cooperation, you can be sure that America will always be the leader in the air. And fellas and girls, America is depending on you to provide the flyers and technicians of tomorrow. So always remember, America needs flyers. And now back to our story. Flying north to New City on their beach craft, Hoff and Tank make good time and land at the main air terminal a half hour before the train is due. We join them now at the station. The train is slowly pulling in, and the boys wait anxiously, half hidden behind the exit gate of the platform.
Train bridge express, leaving on
You don't suppose they ain't on the train?
Here they are.
Huh?
Yes, down at the end of the platform. They just got it the last time.
Oh, yeah, you're right. The gang, no more.
In jail. Hey, back, can't you got a snipe taken to Edmund when it comes to the gate?
Sure thing. Gosh, look at poor girl. She's white as a sheet. Just be scared still. I'll have to work fast. Get up and tell her no more before they have a chance to hear her.
You bet.
Hey, wait!
They're slipping their hands.
Wait!
Come on. Yes, Mama, see them.
Holy cow, it's like we're run through it. They're going fast.
Yes, Mama, see them. Mama, carry them, girl. They're running up the track. Come on.
Holy cow, it's dark out there. They're running
fast with me. Fast. Yes, it's dark. Get up. Hey, watch it. I'll be trying to come in. Get back,
Mama. Hey, tell me, girl.
Hear the clock.
I don't know if they get them.
Oh, God, this ain't never going to end here. Come on. Okay, move now. Move there. They're gone. We lost them.
Going across the railroad yard, Hop and Tank see only the gleaming rails and the blinking red and green signal lights. Nothing else. La Pantera and Zemon have disappeared. And with them, Gale. Once again, the bears are stable. Will they ever catch up to the elusive spy and rescue Gale? Gang, there's action ahead, plenty of it. So don't miss our next thrilling episode. Tune in and fly with Pop Halligan, America's ace of the airways. Well, Pop, we'll be seeing you same time, same station. Pop Halligan is a transcribed copyrighted feature appearing in All American Comics magazine.